confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Neil, and with me is Lee, who
hello
is behaving quite strangely today. Wait, why are you giggling so much? Come on, Lee, introduce the program properly.
这是每周一次的你问我答节目。所以呢，如果你有什么问题，请发到我们的邮箱questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
Well, come on then, what's so funny?
You have an admirer.
An admirer?
今天我们收到的一封电邮是这么说的 To Neil, you are wonderful from your most devoted admirer.
It was for me. Ooh.
不错呀，你有一位忠实的崇拜者喽。
Well, that's enough of that. But let's get on with today's question. Devoted admirer. Well, doesn't she say who she is?
我看咱们还是书归正传，赶紧解答本周的问题吧。说来也巧了，今天的问题恰巧是询问 dedicate 和 devote 这两个单词的区别。你能解释一下吗 ，Neil?
Maybe it was that nice girl who works in the coffee shop across the road. Not that I'm interested at all in who it might be.
Neil!
What? Yes. Well, to be devoted and to be dedicated have very similar meanings.
是的 devoted 和 dedicated 这两个词呢都表示热爱和奉献对什么事情或对什么人。最初多和宗教有关不过现在这两个词的用法很广泛。So Neil, what is the difference between the two words then?
Or maybe it's from that new assistant.
Oh, Neil, 你还在想那位忠实的崇拜者呢。看来今天的讲解任务只有我自己来做了。好吧，据我观察 ,devoted 这个词常常用来形容一个人对自己家庭的热爱。
She's a devoted mother.
Peter is very devoted to his grandchildren.
Or to Neil. You are wonderful from your most devoted admirer.
Thank you, Neil.除了对家庭的热爱之外呢，这个词也可以用来形容更为广义上的热爱，不过不常用。
After years of devoted research, she made a discovery that changed the world.
The teacher was devoted to his students.
相比之下 ,dedicated 这个词呢，通常表示一种更为严肃、认真的爱，超越家庭的爱。汉语里可以翻译为致力于或献身于。
I know.It must be that lady Rebecca who's just moved in next door. I thought she liked the look of me.
如果你是 dedicated to something, 那么就意味着你认为某件事情或者是事业是崇高的和有价值的。我们常常用这个词呢来谈论一个人的工作。
Elizabeth must be one of the most dedicated workers in the factory.
Dedicated 也可以用来形容一个人对某种理念的笃信。
James is a dedicated vegetarian. He won't touch anything that's been near meat.
And dedicated 还有另一个用法。
Maybe I should write a poem and dedicate it to Rebecca. Then she'd be crazy about me.
Thank you, Neil. That's a good example. Neil 想写一首诗歌献给某人。His poem will be dedicated to Rebecca.
Or I could phone the local radio station and get them to dedicate a song to her.
Ha, another good example. Hey, Neil, 看来你还是为今天的节目做了一点点贡献。请当地的电台为你心爱的人点播一首歌曲，就是 to play a song to be dedicated to someone.
Which song shall I choose?
另外，喜欢看书的人都知道，翻开的第一页上你会看到这样的字样。
This book is dedicated to my husband.
作者声明，这本书是献给她的丈夫的。好了，我来总结一下。Devoted 更多用于家人的爱，而 dedicated 则更多用于谈论工作和其他兴趣。
Oh, Rebecca!
Listen, Neil, the message isn't from anyone called Rebecca.
Oh, Do you know who it's from?
Yes, it's signed. Let me read it in full. Neil, you are wonderful. From your most devoted admirer.
Yes, well, come on.
Your mother.
No. No.
如果你想听更多的英语教学节目，请随时登录 bbcukchina.com.
I don't believe it. I've never been so humiliated. I'm leaving.
Bye.
Bye.
Isn't it a lovely day? My cares just drift away. Your angel smiles, angel eyes, make it such a lovely day.